of these groups, our two seamen formed, I think, the most interesting, if not the most conspicuous. The one, who appeared to be the elder, and whom his companion addressed by the characteristic appellation of Legs, was at the same time much the taller of the two. He might have measured 6 feet and a half, and an habitual stoop in the shoulders seemed to have been the necessary consequence of an altitude so enormous. Superfluities in height were, however, more than accounted for by deficiencies in other respects. He was exceedingly thin, and might, as his associates asserted, have answered, when drunk, for a pennant at the masthead, or, when sober, have served for a jibboom. But these jests, and others of a similar nature, had evidently produced at no time any effect upon the cachinnatory muscles of the tar. With high cheekbones, a large hawk nose, retreating chin, fallen underjaw, and huge protruding white eyes, the expression of his countenance, although tinged with a species of dogged indifference to matters and things in general, was not the less utterly solemn and serious beyond all attempts at imitation or description.